The Marlins lost to the Mets more than any other team last year. Even Don Mattingly's Dodgers lost more than they won against the National League champions. Monday, Mattingly took his first crack at New York in a Miami uniform. Here to tell you all about it, from New York, Glenn Geffner.
So the Marlins come into Citi Field for the first time this year. They score seven times in the second, and they never look back. They beat the Mets 10-3. It may not have been as easy as that score would indicate, but they get the win to improve to 2-3 on the season. This is the Metro PCS 10th Inning Show. Switch to Metro PCS now and get two free 4G LTE smartphones. Plus, get the second line 40% off, all with Metro PCS. Marlins sent Jared Cozart to the hill tonight, making his season debut. He was opposed by young Mets left-hander Steven Matz, making his season debut, 4-0 and six starts as a rookie last year. But Matz wouldn't make it out of the second inning here tonight. The game was scoreless into inning number two, but the second for the Marlins began with back-to-back walks. Martin Prado and Chris Johnson. JT Realmuto's single loaded the bases, getting Adani Echevarria to the plate with a chance to start the scoring.
1-2 the count. The pitch to the Marlins shortstop, pulled hard, hit the bag at third and goes down the line. Home to score is Prado. Here comes Johnson behind him. It is a two-run single for Adani Echevarria. The Marlins lead the Mets 2-0 here in the second. He bounced a single right off the bag at third.
After Jared Cozart fought with a sack bunt, putting men at second and third, D. Gordon kept the hit parade going.
1-2 to Gordon, the pitch. A swing and a ground ball off the top of the mound, out behind second. Backhanded by Neil Walker, one run scores. There's no play for Walker to make. Gordon, with an infield hit, drives in a run. It's 3-0 Marlins.
With Marcelo Zuna to play, D. Gordon stole second base, his first steal of the season. And the Marlins had men at second and third. Still only one out, but Ozuna popped foul to the first baseman Lucas Duda for the second out. Miami, though, wasn't done. Two men in scoring position for Christian Yelich.
Well, the fans trying to show Matz some support and encouragement. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on. Here's the pitch, and Yelich drives the ball, a line drive to left center, base hit. Home to score, Echevarria. Behind him, D. Gordon. It's a two-run single to left center for Christian Yelich. It's a 5-0 second inning lead for the Marlins against Steven Matz and the Mets.
Then came the big blow of the inning off the bat of Giancarlo Stanton.
The 1-1. A swing and a drive out into left center. And hit hard. It is up, up and away, and a two-run home run for Giancarlo. 7-0 Marlins in the second.
Stanton's second long ball of the season, RBIs 5 and 6. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. That was it for Matz. He had a shot to become the first Mets starter ever to begin his career with 5 consecutive wins, but it wouldn't happen tonight. He was done after an inning and 2/3, charged with 7 runs on 6 hits. He walked 2, struck out 1, allowed the Stanton home run for Matz, 59 pitches, 35 strikes. Hansel Robles came on. He struck out Martin Prado, the 10th man to bat in the inning, to finally end the second. But for Miami, 7 runs on 5 hits and an early 7-0 lead. Marlins got one more in the third inning. The inning began with a double by Chris Johnson, who was on base 4 times in his first Marlins start. CJ went to third and a base hit by JT Realmuto. He had 3 hits tonight. And with Marlins at the corners, Adani Echevarria brought home another run. Etch, fly ball down the right field line. Granderson over toward the corner. He's got room. Makes the catch. Runner tags from third. Johnson comes home. Throws into second. A sacrifice fly for Adani Echevarria. He's got himself a 3-RBI night. And the Marlins have themselves an 8-0 lead in the third. Like it might be smooth sailing for Jared Cozart in his season debut, but he got in trouble in the fourth inning. The inning began with a David Wright double. Wright was 2-for-4 with a walk tonight. He was at second. Nobody out. Yoenis Cespedes trying to start a comeback. 1-0 pitch. Cespedes out to left center. That's sinking quickly in for another hit. Yelich has it. Wright waved at third. Throw come into second base. Cespedes run scoring single to put the Mets on the board. Now an 8-1 game here in the bottom of the fourth. Lucas Duda would single Cespedes to third base. A wild pitch from Cozart would score Cespedes, and we'll get Duda all the way to third when JT Realmuto couldn't find it. A fielder's choice ground ball by Astrubel Cabrera would bring home a third run in that inning before eventually Cozart escaped. It was a 34-pitch fourth inning. Mets scored 3 runs on 3 hits, and they're back in the game to some extent at 8-3. It would stay that way into the fifth. Jared Cozart trying to get through five to earn the win. But after D. Gordon error put Wilmer Flores on base, Curtis Granderson then reached on a fielder's choice. David Wright walked. When Yoenis Cespedes lined to second, that would be it for Jared Cozart with the lefty Lucas Duda coming up. Chris Narvison came out of the bullpen. Cozart done after 4 2/3. Narvison got the strikeout of Duda, who could have made it an 8-6 game with one swing of the bat. But Narvison got the job done, and that would close the book on Cozart. 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs. He walked 3, struck out 3, threw a pair of wild pitches. Cozart in 4 2/3 innings threw 101 pitches, 53 strikes. Beginning with that strikeout by Narvison of Duda, it would be a great night for the Marlins bullpen. And that pen will get some breathing room in the sixth inning. First from Marcelo Ozuna.
The pitch from Bastardo to Ozuna hit in the air down the right field line. Is this going to stay fair toward the corner? It is, and it is up, up and away, and a home run for Marcelo Ozuna. And the Marlins lead 9-3 on the long ball from Marcel, his first of the year.
Marlins would get another run against Antonio Bastardo in that sixth inning. They would get a walk to Giancarlo Stanton. Back-to-back singles by Prado and Johnson loaded the bases. And J.T. Realmuto with an infield hit. That made it a 10-3 game in the top of the sixth. And 10-3 is how this one would end. It was a great night for the Marlins bullpen. 4 1/3 innings of 3-hit shutout relief from Chris Narvison, Dustin McGowan, and Craig Breslow, with Brian Morris pitching a perfect ninth inning to seal the deal. Just one walk, 5 Ks for the Marlins' pen tonight. And the Marlins win the first of 19 for the Mets, 10-3. For Miami, 10 runs, a season best. 15 hits, a season best. 1 error, and 10 men left on base. For the Mets, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They strand 8. Chris Narvison earns the win in relief. He's 1-0. Steven Matz loses for the first time in the big leagues. He's 0-1. Time of the ball game was a not-so-brisk 3 hours, 45 minutes. And a crowd of 24,318 was here to see it on a brisk night at Citi Field. Marlins with the winner, 2-3. Mets with the loss, dropped to 2-4. They've lost their last 3 in a row after winning their home opener on Friday. Marlins jump into second place in the National League East very early on with this victory.
Tonight, Jose Fernandez jumps out there against the Mets. Against New York for his career, Jose has 27 strikeouts in just 22 innings. He looks for his first win at 7:10 this evening. Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico at 6:40. Marlins come home on Friday to play the Braves, come out for the entire series, especially come to the first All-Star Saturday this weekend. First 5,000 fans get a Charles Johnson bobblehead. Get tickets at Marlins.com. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Podcast. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe on iTunes or go to Marlins.com/podcast to recap all 162 games with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner.